Well, if the President of the United States does it, it has to be okay, right? We're talking about living with your parents or in-laws, and for this week's family segment, we're talking about this growing trend. But we are not just talking about, as Mr. Obama does, having the first mother-in-law there. According to a study by the AARP, one-third of all 18 to 49-year-olds also live at, well, home. That is, their parents' home, otherwise known as their back. Here to share statistics on who's doing it and tips on how to make the most of this situation is Yolanda Gold-Cavaness, a longtime family and parenting journalist whose work regularly appears in Redbook and iVillage. Kristen L'Esperance of Burlington, Vermont, also joins us. She is a 30-year-old interior architect who was forced to move back in with her parents last year due to underemployment. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yolanda, let me start with you. 33%, big number. Is that bigger than ever with these 19 to 49-year-olds moving back in?
Well, you know, it's kind of back to the future. It's not bigger than ever. When you think about it, generations ago, this was quite common to have several generations under one roof. We've gotten away from that, of course, so it's the biggest it's been in a very long time. And I think, as Kristen would probably attest, the economy is largely to blame.
Economy is almost totally to blame. Kristen, let's go right to you. You are living with your parents.
I am.
How do you feel about it?
It's rough. It's rough. You know, obviously, one of the most discernible benefits of it is, you know, I'm just finished graduate school and, you know, no job, no money. So, as my father said, at least you're not living under a bridge somewhere. But other than that, it's been a struggle, I think, for both of us.
What's tell me, first of all, some of the benefits they've got other than the fact that you're not paying rent. Is it okay to be with your folks for a little while now? Never mind. I withdraw that question. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to the biggest problems. I mean, are you feeling like a teenager? Do you have a curfew and stuff like that?
Well, I don't have a curfew, but, you know, some of the sort of conventions of high school are sort of happening a little bit in terms of, if I'm not going to be home, I need to call and, you know, let them know. And it's more of an adult negotiation now, but the reality is I'm sharing a car with my mother and we're all sharing a bathroom. And I've been living, you know, in New York for the last 4 years, and so pretty distant physically.
Yeah,
so we're all together.
That's tough. Yolanda, Kristen is an example of one of the things that's going on, but not to make really too light of all this. Are there some benefits to having someone of the younger generation moving back in with the folks?
Benefits. I mean, as Kristen explains, we can all see the drawbacks. I mean, especially if you're going back to your childhood bedroom, you know, you can't help but kind of revert back to that child-parent dynamic. But the benefits are huge of having multi-generations under one household. I mean, we learn from one another. Parents at that age really do want in, even if it's difficult sometimes to give in to that and to live with that. They want to be a part of your lives. And if you have children, and that's part of the mix, I know Kristen doesn't, it's a wonderful built-in babysitting network. The children love to spend time with their grandparents, and it's beneficial to them as they learn about their past and history in general.
And Yolanda, I mean, for much of American history, the extended family was the support network
Exactly, and we've moved far away from that. So, I mean, I have to say, as much as I know it must be uncomfortable for you, Kristen, I have three kids, and I'm thinking, Mama, please come home.
Yeah, but what about, okay, I like the grandparenting and the babysitting idea, but I'm now putting myself in the mind of the parents and saying, hold it, we just got this empty nest, and I want a little space myself. I'm the older generation.
You know what's really important here? You've got to have the talk. And that means that early on, and it's never too late, it's great to do it before the whole thing gets in motion. But you just need to sit down and talk about boundaries. You need to sit down and talk about the financial arrangement. If there's no money to contribute, what will you be contributing instead of money? Maybe there's some certain chores you'll be taking over on a regular basis. You really want to set it up so that you have a roommate situation, because, I mean, if you have a roommate, you know that there's certain common areas. You know that there's certain times that that person uses the kitchen, and there's certain times.
Well,
and
we got to find out, though. Kristen, have you had the talk?
We have had the talk, and it's a lovely idea, having a roommate. But the reality is my parents, you know, they're approaching retirement. And are we all going to move to Florida? You know, it wasn't in the plan. So I think it's a challenge. And of course they want to be able and are glad that they're able to do it for me. But, you know, none of us a year ago thought that this is what the future was going to hold. And hopefully it isn't.
It isn't. Kristen, just curious, do you contribute at all to the food? I know you're not paying rent, but what is your role in expenses there?
It's non-existent at this point.
Okay, well, so you're waiting to get reemployed, which we all hope everybody will do.
Well, you're an interior architect. You could at least, like, work on the furniture in the living room, right?
John's home needs a redo. They're probably stuck in the 70s.
Yeah, John's anticipating what's going to happen when his brood moves back in with him. So
he
wants your tips, Yolanda. So all of you, thank you. Yolanda Gault-Kavanis, longtime family and parenting journalist, thanks so much for joining us. And Kristen L'Espérance of Burlington, Vermont, to you and to your parents, I say good on you and good luck. Keep it up.
Thanks so much.
Okay. Thank you.
If any of you out there have a not-so-empty nest story, we'd love to hear it. If you moved back with your parents, is it working? Is it not working? What are the rules? Have you had the talk? Tell us your story at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org. Our minds are with the people of Chile, and it might have you thinking how to prepare when tragedy strikes. We want to check how these recent natural disasters have put things in perspective for you. You know how to reach us. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Lynn Scherr for Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.